When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Welcome to the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing the reality of God's Word to all people everywhere. Stay tuned as Joshua Daniel challenges us to a walk with God and the corresponding impact that'll have on our lives, families, and society today.
You know, the Lord Jesus Christ said in the 11th chapter of Luke, if the demons are cast out, then the finger of God is revealed to you. Luke 11 and verse 20. But if I with the finger of God cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God has come upon you. So, no doubt the kingdom of God has come upon you. Now, dear friends, you know how many of our efforts are rather tentative and almost fearful. Well, this seems like a gamble kind of thing. Our only question is, or should be, is the hand of God with me? Is the finger of God revealed in this circumstance? That's all the question. Those men who tried to counterfeit some of the miracles which Moses performed, they came to a dead halt, saying, we can't do this. This is nothing other than the finger of God. The finger of God. We need the hand of God and the finger of God directing us. Look, my kingdom has come. And when you look at the finger of God, you must be prepared to follow that direction. Now, we take the direction which many of our friends and neighbors and all kinds of people come up with all kinds of counsel. You know, as soon as anybody has some kind of serious sickness or some reverse, how many solutions or apparent solutions are flung at us? Now let us turn to Deuteronomy, first chapter, and we take those suggestions. But we give very little value to God's own finger. Now Deuteronomy, first chapter, 8th verse says, behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give unto them and to their seed after them. See, friends, when did the Lord say this? When the land was cleared of all the impediments, all those nations that fought against Israel, who were in occupancy, were they all removed from the scene? No, the Lord further warned them in the 18th chapter, the 9th verse. When you are come into the land which the Lord your God giveth you, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. Why? there were many abominations extant. They were in present operation. You know, sometimes Christians have a lazy outlook, a fearful and lazy outlook. They want everything set before them. And then, like somebody sitting down to dinner at a well-placed table, that's all they want. They put themselves to little trouble. I praise God. This is my testimony, my beloved friends. I didn't find anything set up. Nothing. No money. No place which could be used for the preaching of the Word of God. Nothing set up. I had to exercise faith. I had to clear the ground, literally clear the bushes, kill the snakes, get busy and get on with the work. Not keep complaining, oh, that's out of place, this is not there. Oh, nobody is willing to lend me a little shovel. I would go to the second-hand place and get some very ancient shovel, which is the only thing that I could afford, a rusty old shovel. So, my dear people, here God did not, as it were, clear all the hindrances out of the way for God's people and say, come in and possess the land. No, he wanted exercise of faith. He wanted the fight of faith. Now that is where Christians, supposed Christians, balk. They don't like the fight of faith. They like everything set down. How much will I be paid? I never ask that question. Never. And thus, I never drew a paycheck in my life. But when the need arose, God would supply what was required. So I can only say, you did it, Lord. You did it. You did it all. The fight of faith is very real. You know, one of the tragedies that has taken place today is the salt is conditioned by the present vagaries of society. Salt is never conditioned by circumstances. Salt is salt. If the salt has lost its savor, it is thenceforth cast out and is trodden under the feet of men. It's fit only for the dunghill. Salt is salt. You know, in warfare, people have made immense sacrifices. You know, during one of those conflagrations of wars, there used to be some very brave soldiers. I heard of a soldier, an under officer, and together with his superior officers, as he was walking, examining the field of battle, they triggered a landmine. And when the landmine was about to go off, this huge fellow, this Sikh soldier, he threw himself exactly on the spot where the landmine was triggered. He took the full weight of that explosion, thereby saving his British officers. You know, friends, those were considered to be normal acts of bravery or duty. But today's Christian warrior is a very soft fellow. He is unfit for warfare. It's a misnomer to call him a disciple. It is a tragedy. Go in and possess the land. Is everything ready, Lord? And we just have the dinner all laid out for us and we will just walk in. There were a lot of things laid out for them. Wells which they had not dug, cities which they had not built. Yes, but there was also the requiry. They were required to fight every inch of the way, literally, because there were many evil forces in possession. Not only evil forces, but there were abominations. And these people were warned, listen, be careful that you do not follow the abominations of the people. Now, what do you see today in Christian churches? Of course, you see the name, the denomination, or whatever. You see the steeple, you see the organ, you see the preacher, you may see the vestments, you may see the altar, you may see some big crosses, this, that, and the other. But what else? Permeating the whole scene, the local values are strongly prevalent. The local lifestyle is entrenched. It's not a godly lifestyle. It's not a prophetic lifestyle. It's not the lifestyle of Jesus. It's not the Bible lifestyle. It is just the local lifestyle which is entrenched. So, my dear people, behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give unto them and to their seed after them. Let us pray. Yes, precious Lord, how faulty and fearful we can get when God has given us the command, go in and possess the land. How strange that we feel like Lilliputians. Let our hearts and our souls respond and be willing instruments in your almighty hand. Hear our prayer. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would be delighted to hear from you. Please write, and if you have burdens you want to share and want prayer, do let us know. You can reach us on the World Wide Web at lefi.org, or else you can mail us at The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 14, South Lyon, Michigan, 48178, or in Canada, P.O. Box 31002, Windsor, Ontario, N9G2Y2. We are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, and we appreciate and we need your continuing prayerful support.